I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King. In what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh Lord. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh Lord. We in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you have allowed us to see. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength this morning. And we thank you for this brand new day that you have made. We declare right now that this is the day that the Lord hath made. And since you have remade this day, and since you are in control of this day, Lord, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, God, that you are in control. Thankful that the one who created heavens and earth is the one that is in control. Thank you, the one that looks beyond our faults and sees our need is the one that's in control. The one who is the source of our strength and the strength of our life is the one that's in control. And we thank you, God, that we don't have to lean onto our own understanding. But in everything we do, in all our ways, we can acknowledge you, and you promise that you will direct our pathways. We need your direction, God, today. We need your strength, God, today. We need you to help us to focus today. Oh, God, that your will might be done in our lives and not our own, God. We submit to your will and we submit to your authority even now in the mighty name of Jesus. So we ask, God, that you come to more and have your way in our lives right now, God. Shape us and mold us to be the vessels that you need for us to be this day. For if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become as new. Make us new, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus. Cast the devil out of the mind. Cast the devil out of the wheels, and cast the devil out of the way in the name of Jesus, that you may be glorified, God, that you may be honored, and that you may be adored. It's our purpose in life to magnify you and to glorify you. That's why you made us, God, to bless you, Lord. That's why David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continuously be in my mouth. And that's our desire today, to bless you, O God, with the fruit of our lips, to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, God, to give you the glory, God, because you're worthy to be praised, to give you the honor, God, because you're worthy to be praised, Lord. There's no one left like you. You are magnificent in all your ways. And so we exalt you this morning. We lift you up, O God, because you are a great God. You are a mighty God. There is no one that can compare to you. And so we lift you up, God, this morning, so that you will draw all men unto you. Because it's our desire to be in your presence. It's our desire to be in your midst. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Oh, God, there is freedom. There is joy. There is peace forevermore, God. There is healing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. When you show up and show out, God, there's nothing, oh, God, that can be that can separate us from your love. There's nothing that can stop us from moving forward, God. And there is nothing that will prevent us from being greater than you on this day. It's our desire to be more like you. Each and every day, God, shape us and mold us to be more like you. That means we need to love a little bit more better. That means we need to be a little bit more meek. That means that we need to be a little bit more kind. We need to, oh God, submit to your will so that your Holy Spirit might have his way in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And so that means we have to put flesh under subjection. So we bind the hands of the enemy right now. We bind the works of the flesh right now, God, because those things lead to destruction, Lord. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, they lead to destruction. And we don't want to fail today. We don't want, oh, God, run short or fall short of your glory. And, God, we don't want to make your name, oh, God, in vain or take your name in vain. But, God, today, every step that we take, every move that we make, every thought, oh, God, that projects in our minds, God, we want it to be pleasing to you, God. So, God, again, please make us over again this day. Make us new and afresh, God. Make our walk new. Make our talk new. We might not have failed you yesterday. We might not have fallen short of your glory. Oh, God, but those things are in the past. We can't recollect. I mean, we can't go back on the past. We only can continue to move forward in you. And so take us step by step, God, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we may walk through some valleys or some shadows of death, though we may walk through some fires and some thickets and some thorns, Lord, though we may walk through some rivers and some overflows, oh God, today, take us through each and every situation, each and every trial, each and every victory today, God. Walk us through it, God, that you may get the glory out of our lives. Let there be a praise on the inside that we cannot keep to ourselves, God, that we may magnify the God of our salvation and tell someone about the goodness of Jesus. You have urged us to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Our purpose here is to magnify you, and our purpose here is to let our light shine, to draw men unto you, God, that men and women might be saved, boys and girls might be saved in the mighty name of Jesus, that hell will not be enlarged daily, oh God, but that heaven will be enlarged daily, God. We have to reverse the trend, God, so help us to be about our Father's business today. Help us to be a matter of importance, oh God, to be a witness for you today, God. Help us to be a matter of importance today, God, that we may be the cities that are set upon a hill that cannot be hid, that we may let our light shine, oh God, that someone might know that Jesus still saves. That someone might come and ask, God, what must I do to be saved? That someone that we may let someone know that there is a way that's better than the way that you're going. I understand that there's a way that seemeth right, that leadeth to destruction, but you don't have to go that way. Oh, God, and so help us, oh, God, to be lights for you today. We bind sickness on every hand, Lord. Woke up this morning with some nasal issues, sinus issues, God, and I don't know what's going on, but that wasn't going to deter me from praising you, God, this morning. That wasn't going to deter me from calling on your name this morning, God. Oh, God, for the suffering of this present time cannot be compared, oh, God, to the victory, to the promise, to the great things that you have in store, God. Give us the mindset, God, not to ever give up in the name of Jesus, but to continue to move forward and press towards you, for there is a higher calling in us, oh, God, today. There is a higher calling for each and every one of us today. Oh, God, a greater anointing, a closer walk with thee, God. There is something greater, God, and we commit ourselves to you, and we submit to your will, and we submit to your way. Come to more, God. and have your way even now in the mighty name of Jesus, that your will might be done, that you might be glorified, and that you might be honored and adored. Now, God, there's several prayer requests that I need to put before you as we begin this day. God, I pray for Sister Jennifer Rice's husband, who was in a major accident last night. I want to say thank you, God. I mean, not last night, last week. I want to say thank you, God, because you have been working miracles on his behalf. Oh, God, they didn't understand how he even made it to the hospital. But we know, God, he was in your hands, Lord. They don't understand how he's been going through the recovery process pretty well, God, even though he's had major surgery. That's a major surgery, Lord, that he doesn't look like what he has been through, God. And that's a testimony for many of us, God, that we don't look like what we have been through. Because, God, you are a keeper. Hallelujah, God. You are a strong tower. Hallelujah, God. You are the will in the middle of the will, God. You do great things, Lord. You do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. There is nothing that's too hard for you. So we thank you for God, for keeping, oh God, Brother Rice, oh God, and we thank you, God, for what you have in store for him and for that family. Help them to look to you, even in this time of downtime where he doesn't have the ability to do everything that he did before. Oh God, let them look to you. Let them and remind them, oh God, that you're the one who kept him, that you're the one who saved him, that you're the one who sustained him, and that you're the one who has control of his life, God. Let him get, I mean, you've gotten his attention, God, and help him to pay attention, oh God, and to submit to your will in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for Missionary Howard as she's out there helping them, God. I pray that you bless her finances, oh God, and bless her to be a witness, Lord, even now in the name of Jesus, God, that someone might be saved, oh God, that this tragedy might not be in vain, God, but that you will get the glory out of it in the name of Jesus. And then I pray for my father-in-law, God, who had some surgery last night. I thank you for the success in the surgery. I thank you for guiding the hands of the surgeon, God. And I pray, oh God, that you allow his recovery to go just as smooth in the name of Jesus. Take away all fear. Take away all concern. We bind sickness, God. We bind, oh God, any issues, oh God, that may arise post-surgery, God. We bind the devil on every hand, God, and we give you glory, God, because his life is in your hand, oh God, and we know that you're going to bring him back to us better than ever, God. So bless him and strengthen him, oh God, as he goes through his recovery, oh God. Bless everything that we do, God, that it may be done for your glory in regards to Elder Joseph Guilford, God. And then, God, we pray, oh God, as a nation, as the church of God in Christ, we are continuing in our 40 days of prayer as we work our way towards, towards Pentecost, Lord. But we want the Holy Convocation to be a revival, God. We want your anointing to flow such, God, that it will be another Azusa Street revived, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Do it for your glory, Lord. Do it for your honor, oh God, that you might get the glory out of us. We pray this day that souls might be saved. Not just today, not just as we work our way up to the convocation, but God, we want souls to be saved in the convocation, in the meeting as well. Backsliders turning back to you. Oh God, new converts, oh God, converting from sin, oh God, and shame over to you, God. Let it be done for your glory, Lord. Lives may be changed. That means we must be about our Father's business. That means we can't allow carnality to control us. That means we can't allow foolishness to control us. But we have to be willing vessels, Lord, willing to bless you, willing to be used by you. Oh, God, willing to go and teach all nations, willing and ready. God, not following after titles, not allowing the foolishness that we let go on in our lives to be in control, but that, God, you might get the glory, that you might be in control of everything that we say and everything that we do. So we ask, Lord, that souls will be saved during the convocation. Souls will be saved in our local ministries, Lord. Help us to have listening ears to hear and a heart to receive what you have to say for us. And as you do this, God, and that's help us to be ready and prepared for souls to come in that are hurt, souls to come in that are discouraged, souls to come in that are in need of some love and some kindness and some meekness and some gentleness. Lord, they need us, God, to reflect you and to represent you in every area of our lives. Send us some more laborers, Lord, that we may reap the harvest that you have for each and every ministry. And God, if you do this, we'll give you the glory. Bless us this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand, in the center of your will all day long. And God, and bless us on this day, and we'll continue to keep your name in our mouths to bless you at all times, to make your name glorious on this day. In Jesus' precious name, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.